When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I got to talk about this gender war, you know what I mean? Because it's such a prevalent topic. What are some solutions? How can we find solutions to end this? First of all, do y'all think there's a gender war? Because some people don't believe
absolutely.
There's a gender war.
Yes.
Everybody
it's
agrees?
Absolutely. It's
the masses on the front unfortunately page. Literally picking sides. And it's everything. Just like war upon war.
It's
and
exhausting.
It's exhausting to hear, see, ingest.
Yeah.
I think with these conversations, we have to... look at things from a community aspect, like somebody said, I forgot who it was, because a lot of times what we see is just the blaming on one side, like you said, and that's what's triggering. Like even when we had an episode with Umar, it rubbed a lot of men the wrong way because it just felt like you just putting the blame. Like we're not taking, nobody else has the women don't have the accountability. It's the men. And then it's vice versa for the women. Yeah. Men are just blaming the women. Like, you know what I mean? And I think when you go to just blaming one gender, that's when it becomes a war. You know what I mean? Like,
but even that, because I watched that episode, right? I didn't feel like it was Dr. Umar came to hold men accountable for their peace. And that was y'all moment. And that's another thing. Like, imagine being in a relationship with someone and y'all get into, like, you come to your girl with an issue that's on your heart. And she's like, but you, okay, we can talk about me. But right now we're talking about you. So let's hold space for what I have to say. And I think that that's what that moment was about. There's definitely a lot of things that within, because I'm only, I speak about like.
It's a little flawed though, because he, and that's, if you're going to say he's coming at us and we need to fix this, which we totally agree with, but don't say that there's other men that they need to respect.
Welcome back to another episode of Daily Wrap-Up Crew. No Booker, but I go by the name of Eli. As always, we got Jew with us.
What it do? It's your boy Jew. I'm here on my crew. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok too. Pick up the merch. Pick up a shirt. Make sure y'all follow.
Damn, shit never ended.
Like, yo, shout out to Art. And happy birthday to my bro, Mad Main. You know what I'm saying? I just got to say
it's tomorrow, you know Virgo.
Happy birthday.
Listen, Ace not here. You know, he want to be on Labor Day being, you know, I was going to say something crazy, but I ain't going to say it. He just want to be at Labor Day weekend. Like, so, you know,
he's trying to be a thot.
I was going to say that. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, so we got one of the OGs, actually. We got one of the OGs, man. This guy has been on the show numerous times. He's been there in the beginning. When motherfuckers was recording in 720p, like, you know what I mean? It was off the Samsung phones and stuff like that. We got Mad Main in the building. Let them know your name, where they can follow you, and your merch. I know you rocking the merch out here, so.
Yes, I go by the name Mad Main. I'm audio engineer / comedian. The merch right now is, the site is being revamped. We'll be back in January. Right now, these are the pieces that I have now. So you know, just a... Stay tuned. My handle is Mad Main, MADDMAINE. My TikTok is MADDMAINE6. But yeah.
It's going to pop on the screen. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay. Right.
Appreciate you for pulling it up, man. Anyway, we got some special guests in the building. Ladies, let them know where they can follow you at.
Hi, I'm Indica. You can follow me at Indica the Creator, INDIXATHE creator.
Just sound like a spelling bee. Like, it's gonna be on the screen. Like, you know what I mean?
Just on the screen.
Hi, I'm Chardonnay. You can follow me at Chardonnay Studio. I'm a licensed cosmetologist and esthetician.
Yes. I'm Danielle, but you guys can call me Danny, and I could be followed on Instagram at It's Danny Mo, ITS Danny Mo.
Okay. That's me. I'm Ashley.
I am a wig maintenance specialist, but I do a bunch of things. My business is called Ashbel Wigs. You can find me on Instagram, on TikTok.
So, Eli, we could book Eli an appointment.
If you need it.
She could also book you an appointment too. Like, real dress, yeah, they come from AliExpress. I see. I seen them same dress on AliExpress.
Not too much on Alibaba.
Listen, before we get into these topics, make sure you hit that like button, subscribe if y'all not already subscribed, hit that notification bell. That's important, man. Stay up to date. Join the membership. I'm telling you, Patreon too. We on Patreon. Join the membership. Got a lot of exclusive behind the scenes. We got a lot of one-on-one interviews coming with some of the most highly requested people. Y'all thought we couldn't do it, but you know, we doing it. You get what I'm saying? So, and then cop the merch too. I know we out here rocking Madhouse, but DailyRapCrew.co, make sure y'all go pick up the merch, man. So it's first topic, right? I seen this online and it was pretty interesting because I didn't know, you know, this was a thing. But the topic is, are men becoming the new gold diggers? What's y'all thoughts on this? They reminiscing of stories and shit like that.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I thought it's been like that since a minute ago.
Yes.
Because there's been guys that's been with women because they have a crib. There's been guys that have been with a woman that they didn't love them, but as time went by, they loved them. Mm-hmm. They in their crib. They have a kid. Then after that, they do what they gotta do, and they still say they love them. I've seen this for years.
But have you been one of them people?
Hell no, I'm a single father. I'm good.
Okay. She shout out to single father. You know what I mean? Like, what should I think about this, ladies?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Point blank, yes.
Is you think this is a recent phenomenon or you think it's been going?
It's a more recent thing that's occurred, I believe, especially because women are getting more higher jobs, higher career paths, higher things in a quicker pace and are more focused, honestly. So, I mean, if you want to have a man who has certain levels of their life alongside you on certain levels, they might be grabbing for money.
Okay. What's your thoughts? Yeah.
I agree. I feel like it's something that's been going on, but it's a more like it's becoming more and more of a thing now. Like people are just like trying to find somebody. Now, like, people just trying to find somebody to just like take care of them. That's what it's really giving. Like, I just want to get taken care of. And women, we're stepping out. We're becoming more independent. We're, like you said, we're doing more stuff. So it's just like, I don't want to say they can't keep up, but a lot of them feel like, what's the word? They
a lot
just,
of them just settle, man. They just settle. Yeah, they do. Warm bed, drink. Food.
When they see that this woman is here, she's doing all of this for me. I don't really need nothing else. I just want this. Yeah. Then
and she's gonna get it done regardless. So why would I step up?
Yeah.
Like why would I?
I'm comfortable. It's comfortability.
Bills gotta get paid. So
it's comfortability.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they didn't come up with the term hobo sexual. You know, it starts to get cold. Absolutely.
What's the definition? Like, give me the definition.
Please. Hobosexual is, and they're most prevalent, kind of like the lantern flies leave in the fall, and then the hobosexuals come out in the fall.
Why she treating this shit like National Geographic and shit? We have the hobosexual in his natural elements. Like,
you know, it starts to get cold. Mm-hmm. Ooh, the guys that, you know, still live in a mama house, they want to slide into some nice lady bed for the fall and winter season.
In the fall, they migrate.
To the ladies' home.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're washing dishes. They're cleaning up.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. What I will say is that us as women, though, I feel like we do play a part in that because we do too much for men that are not our man, you're not my husband. So we kind of opened the door for that, literally, for the hobosexual.
You stole my answer because I was just about to say, I always hear women talk about how much what they need from a man and how much they not going
to
be doing.
But
they would do it for a nigga that don't deserve it.
But we forget that we're not obligated. That's the problem. We forget we're not obligated to certain individuals that do those things, and if we overlook it, we're blinded right now.
But why wouldn't y'all have that same consideration for a man? That's, I'm not saying all of you or you all per se, but why is it always, you know, women that's in relationships saying, oh well, my man has to do this, or why is that like the message across the board that men has to do everything and they don't want to Because women don't vocalize how much they give men.
Yeah.
They rather say how much they're not going to do for a man. Mm. So how are men being gold diggers if they're not giving shit up?
Women don't give shit up to a nigga.
That's what I mean. That's what they say. I ain't
that's
doing
what
this.
They make it seem.
Yeah, that's how they make it seem. But they are. They
we are. We're yeah. giving very them our house. So. We're giving them our body. We're giving them food. We giving them everything else. Right. Yeah, like
money,
we are.
Clothes. We are.
But that's just something we do yeah. unconsciously.
Yeah,
because we're nurturing.
That's how we care. I was about to say. I think we can all talk what we want to talk, but when our heart starts to get involved mm-hmm. for somebody. Mm-hmm.
Do anything.
It's like,
yeah.
that's it.
Yeah.
I got your back. I got your back. My heart is there for you. Yeah. Like, I don't yeah. want to, you're going to be comfortable.
Yeah.
If I'm good, you're good. Anything in a hypothetical.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Easy.
And not yeah. trying to bash the men, man, because you know what? But listen, sometimes they play on that heart, man.
And do
yo,
it.
I ain't afraid.
That's the best weapon. That's a secret.
You
that's the kryptonite.
With the food stamps, food is expensive right now.
Not the Eat Better Today card.
Yeah, I need it. Where's she at?
Eat Better Today.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's
cool. What's cool? What's cool?
Right.
I'm on a line right now. I'm on a line.
What's your thoughts on this?
My biggest thought is, they kind of touched in it, but to wrap it, it's easy for a man to be in a gold digging space when women are the entrepreneurs. They have the money, but mm-hmm. what they're looking for is love. Mm-hmm. And if that's all that's missing, oh, that's all I got to do? All right, let me just love this woman. It's very mm-hmm. easy to pretend to be in love with somebody, especially a woman when we're looking for attention, we're looking for consistency yeah. and communication when it's stressful. Right. Mm-hmm. If I already have money, my bills are paid, I have my home, I don't really need anything but someone to be consistent and make sure that I feel good. It doesn't mm-hmm. take much to do that. So mm-hmm. if a man is realizing, okay, if that's all I gotta do, mm-hmm. that's all I gotta do. I just gotta do that.
And then yeah. they put themselves in that.
Right. And yeah. you put yourself in a situation where you don't have to pay a bill, you don't have to take care of this, you don't mm-hmm. have to do that. And yeah, they become.
All you gotta do is break it down and sling it down. That's right.
Right. All I gotta do is lay down dick and pick up the phone when she calls. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very easy for a man to be a gold digger, especially when a woman that's doing well.
Is that really a gold digger though? Because maybe like you said, she
like
has everything in life, so maybe she does need that companionship, like, you know what I mean? Unless he's blatantly taking advantage of her, then that's understandable. But there might be some guys who that's what she requires in a relationship, because she has everything for herself. She needs that companionship, that intimacy. The guy, he's doing the dishes or whatever. He's playing his part in a relationship. So I don't think that's considered gold digger. But if you are just scheming on somebody just because they got money, which I don't understand how women be falling for this shit. I really don't. All this women's intuition y'all got. I don't know. The women's intuition only works.
Sometimes we ignore it. We ignore it a lot of times.
Words can do so much.
You know, I think it is. I think it's because sometimes when women go through so much people, they either have a child or two or probably twins, whatever like that. You know, and you have your stuff together, you feel a way. Mm. That's what I think about it. So when a man comes and he sprigs a little, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean, so that's what I
see. These are lessons learned as well. Mm-hmm. So you got to learn from these. And if you don't mm-hmm. learn from them, then that's something that you are consistently falling into. Mm. And you're not catching it yet.
Cycles.
Yeah. And God's going to make you redo it and redo it.
So you get it right.
Now, are you catching your lesson? No, you're not. Here's another.
It's not clicking, Steven. No.
Yeah, I'm probably a bit biased to this because I don't know men in real life that I'm pretty sure it happens. I just don't know men in real life that's really gold them from women. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Every man I know is in positions where they are, mm-hmm. you know, doing, they're productive. Like, you know what I'm saying? So when women say it, I'm not saying it's not a thing. Mm-hmm. I just don't be seeing this shit. Like, you know, maybe because I surround myself with a different circle. Like, you know?
I mean, I got a few pair of sneakers hand there, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I do.
If I gave them what, you know what I mean? What, it was exchange.
So that's not gold digging. Which is what I was going to answer your question earlier. Like, is it gold digging? So I'm working on not being hyper independent, right?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things that I will do for myself comfortably. I've been doing it. But when a man comes into my life and sees like, oh, she got it, I have a problem with men that will let me just have it by mm-hmm. myself. You get what I'm saying?
And fall back and not take that role.
Yeah, like, oh, she got it. Girl, so that's when I say that. Yeah, like, I do feel like you're taking advantage.
Elaborate on that, though, for me. So I could understand, like, you're saying, like, he wouldn't
So pretty
in.
Much, yeah. Like, yeah. you don't step up. Like, you see, like, oh, she does all of this. Like, whatever it is. The bills, the, like, whatever it is, life, the lifestyle, just in general. Like, I can do it by myself.
He stops progressing.
But you just, like, you're comfortable. You allow me to do it by myself.
You know what's going to get done. Besides, so y'all really still need to grow, though.
Y'all really be moving niggas in, talking about you don't got to pay no bills? That's what y'all really be doing?
It depends. No, that's not the conversation. And that's another thing. It's a coy. Like, this is not ever going to be a conversation where it's like, okay, I'm moving in. Nobody, sometimes it's like, free, okay, you spent the night.
And now, you spent the night. You come back 3 days later. You not no week.
What a draw for the quote.
You gotta go, ma. Like, I'm gonna let you know your time is up. Like, you can't just be laying up here in the bed. I think women probably would be comfortable. Oh, he's still here. At least he's not with the next bitch and her friend. You know what I'm saying? So y'all might be feeling like y'all holding him down, but. Nigga, you gotta go.
And that's where we have to cut the ties, and that's enabling that whole cycle. Then you already got him there.
Bruh man from the fifth floor probably was staying in somebody else's crib.
We never saw the inside.
Let me get to this next topic, right? Is pandering to people's feelings becoming a new hustle? What's your thoughts on this?
Can you elaborate on pandering to people's feelings?
You got great examples. Go ahead.
I do got some. I ain't want to say no names, but fuck it, I'm gonna say some names. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think there's people, like, obviously you have the Derek Jacksons of the world.
Okay.
You have the Steve Harveys of the world. You have the Ace Metaphors of the world. You have the Justin LaBoys of the world. You have the Pastor Poppy Dons of the world. These are people. These are people who play specifically on women's emotions to build up a fan base and then to sell courses or in some cases sell books. Mm. You know what I mean? So, you know, to me what's interesting, and I'm pretty sure women do, obviously vice versa. I'm not saying there's one gender that does it, but I see a more from men specifically pandering or catering to women, what women want to hear. You know what I mean? When Derrick Jackson went through his whole thing with the cheating, he was being the guy that he was talking about for years. Mm. And you would have thought that he would have lost, you know, viewership or fans or whatever the case is. He lost them, but then the women came back and still supported him. Like, you know what I mean? So nobody's holding him accountable for his actions. He actually gained more followers women. Like, you get what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, it's because, and then he's still putting out the same messages. Oh, if he ain't doing this, you know, for you, da 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 da. And the women still in the comments say, yeah, I know that's right. Like, you get what I'm saying? So he's clearly playing on the string, just like Justin LaBoy, like every post he has. And he built up a large following off of just saying shit like, if he's not sending you $500 in your Cash App tomorrow, he don't really love you. Yes, that's right. Women is resharing it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Are you sending,
like,
$500 in somebody's Cash App? Can you speak on that? Who are you sending?
That is also a fact.
Like,
and again, accountability needs to take heed, because why are we funneling that this? Part. Like, no, we need to leave it alone. That's not, yes. Like, who is he sending money to? Like, who is he doing things to? But can he speak on these things that they need to do? Are you doing it? Are you an example of what you're saying?
And then, you know, when one of the things that's interesting, right? If you look up the biggest consumers in America specifically, are usually women. Mm-hmm. And if we gave you more specific, it's usually Black women. Black women are the biggest consumers in America, right? Also, Black women, this is another thing, consume social media more than any other ethnic group of people in America. Like, you get what I'm saying? So, you know, when people look at the data and they're seeing, like, okay, well, you know, Black women are spending the most. Let me cater or pander to their emotions because they are quick to spend money. You know what I mean? Or, you know, when it comes to social media, I was just talking to a guy. He got a business, and, you know, he runs his business specifically towards Black women. And he said, yo, Black women are the main ones that's always on social media reposting, resharing. So they're giving him promotion. Like, so he caters his business towards Black women specifically because they are the biggest, you know, people on social media right now. So who's going to be posting his business all the time? The women. Like, you know what I mean? So again, there is an incentive there. And I know with women, you know, it's vice versa. People pander to guys' feelings and stuff like that. Some of the red pill content that we see on podcasts. They are blatantly pandering. So that's why I said, is this becoming a new hustle? Are people just pandering to get money out of people? Like, what's your thoughts on that? I know that was a whole long ass breakdown. But, you know, I had to give context.
No, it's a good explanation.
Yeah.
It was very broke down.
So yeah, what's your thoughts?
Yes, I think but it goes, like you mentioned, it goes both ways. I feel like everybody wants to go viral. Everybody wants to be popular. So you say what you think is going to appeal to whoever is listening, right? even if in your heart you really don't feel that way. So, I feel like everybody is just trying to, like, be relevant and cater to the masses. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Which is why I call Instagram the cap app, because everybody capping. That's why
I came up. It's my scrapbook app. Put my pictures on there. I don't think half the things that go up on social media is anyone's actual thoughts. You know, like, and last week I was with Dan. I was like, I just need to delete my Instagram. I'm consuming so much of other people's thoughts. I don't even know what the hell I'm thinking anymore.
You start thinking differently. Like, right.
This is not even in a green screen. Why am I liking this? Why am I saving this? I just need to come off of it. But it is, they are going to pander to what's going to make them money. That's all anything is about these days, is making money. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think this should be like a law where, like, for 1 year out of the week, all the social media, like, they just got to go shut down. Like, everybody just detox. It should be a law, like, 1 week per out the year that there's nobody has access to social media. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, like,
it's just crazy. People would go crazy.
Like, Nickelodeon, when they had the
to go out and play outside.
They have to force us on social media. Go out and
that's another thing.
When
COVID
it be shut down for an hour,
it's quite literally a drug, though. There's a documentary
on Netflix. Mm-hmm. It's called The Social Experiment, I believe. Yes, and it talks about how, you know, all of these executives from TikTok, Vine, YouTube, Instagram, and they talk about, they have, like, psychologists on their teams that help to be like, okay, this is what is going to be addictive.
Program algorithm,
we're literally being programmed.
And the kids as well. Oh, yeah. So just turned 15, he's on that TikTok. What's the internet going on? Come on. There's Wi-Fi. He's going crazy.
Yeah.
We're going to clip that.
Well, what's your thoughts on this, Jill?
To go back on the topic directly, I do believe men and women in business will pander to whoever is suitable to make money. And I think it's smart as fuck. You get what I'm saying? Like, however, it is very dangerous at the same time. Yeah. The mindset, what the impact on how, you don't know who the fuck listening, but they may be hearing this the wrong shit at the right time for them. You get what I'm saying?
Really taking it in.
Or vice versa. Mm-hmm. But I do think, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I'm so, like, heavy on how our content is pushed out, because people sometimes like, oh, we don't pick no sides. We kind of more or less have an opinion base, but more or less a right or wrong. And I, you know, there's people that directly pander to people and are way more successful. If we weren't to pander, we'd be way more successful.
We'd be way more, I promise you, we'd be way more successful.
We'll be them niggas. Like, you get what I'm saying? So
as a and then, you know, even when I see some of the rhetoric, right? It's a specific podcast. I ain't gonna be that petty, but there's a specific podcast. They do live podcasts. And when I hear the rhetoric that they have some good content, but sometimes it's just blatantly pandering. It's like cringe. And then when I look in the audience and I see the audience is filled with nothing but women, those are the ones buying the tickets. Mm-hmm. Then I'm like, okay, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? These are the people that's buying your tickets. So you have to, it's almost like even with churches, you know, that's another thing. Mm-hmm. There's some churches that they look around and their congregation is mostly, if not all, women. So now you hear them say, you know, I just seen Megan Good ex-husband talking about, you know, Eve didn't need Adam and da da da. Like, you know, it was just like, and then the women is like, yes, they, yo, don't need no man.
So he's hurting. He's just hurting.
No, I mean, that's fair, but again, he's pandering because his congregation is mostly women. Mm-hmm. So those are the women that's coming, that's giving the offerings. So, you know,
like,
exactly. So, you know, it's just, like you said, it's from a business standpoint, obviously, it does make sense, but then it comes off disingenuous.
Yeah. It hurts the people.
Exactly.
And not understand, right, not being fully responsible. I love what you said, because what I'm hearing is, like, we have integrity around our brand, right? Yeah. Because there is a social impact. Like, I don't think a lot of influencers especially realize how impactful, like, you are planting seeds and influencing quite literally the world. So having integrity about your brand and where you stand is very important. And I feel like that is the part that's really lacking on social media, like, altogether.
I think the idea of having a million views is like, oh my God, it's a million views. Do you know how much a million people is?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so many people taking in your words, your content, and how many of those people are impressionable? Like, oh my God, you have so much control in your hands being viral.
being viral is more than just people looking at you.
And that's why we care about how we word ourselves. Sometimes, you know, we say some funny shit or we think, but we got to be mindful on how somebody's going to receive that message. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes it might be blunt. It might be, but we're honest. So yeah, we're going to live and die with what we said. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but like, were you just going to say something?
Oh, no, I was just
So
I was amen.
I think it's important to have these conversations and even sometimes call out some of these people that are just blatantly doing or stop supporting them or like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Derrick Jackson, I just can't get over that. You know what I mean?
Stop. Like, he never did it for me because it was obvious that he was pandering.
You could see it in the face. Genuine. It was like the glare. It was like a glare of like manipulation. Like,
oh, you're the car lying.
You lying.
Definitely was lying. Like, this next topic, kind of, I guess you talk about impression, people being impressionable. This is Gorilla. Yeah, familiar with Gorilla. Mm-hmm. She talking about being toxic in your 20s, right? I'm gonna play the video. Hopefully I can hear it. If not, you know. It is what I'll explain that whatever the case is like. So,
hey, ladies, how are you? My name is called my twin, and I just want to let y'all know: be toxic for the rest of your 20s. You only get one life. Live your toxic 20s. You never get to be 20 years old, 21, 22, 23, 24, none of that ever again in your life. Be toxic, because don't get in your 30s thinking you could just go slashing ties and doing all this crazy shit. You're too old for that now, and you're too mature. Be toxic for the rest of your 20s. And if you delusional, turn this shit up a notch. Enjoy the rest of your 20s. You only get to do this shit one time.
So again, we talking about there's young girls who are hearing this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So what's your thoughts on this?
Ciao. Mm-hmm.
You know when you start off with
I'm
that,
31.
You know?
Let's start there.
Yeah, there's no age on toxicity. That's can we just...
there's no aim to be toxic.
Yeah.
That's toxic. She said
she said don't be mature when you're 30. Be toxic in your 20s. Get it out your system.
How do you get it out of your system when you turn 30, the day you turn 30? I'm not toxic anymore.
I feel like it's not more so like, okay, I'm 30 now, boof. But it's like, I've been through this. I've been through that. I saw how this, I did this, and the reaction I got to that was like this. It was mm-hmm. negative or however mm-hmm. so. And it's just like, all right, I live and I learn. I know I'm never going back there. I'm 30. I probably have kids. If not, I don't have kids, but I'm on a whole different type of mindset. If I'm not married, I'm looking for a man to settle down with. So I just feel like I understand. I'm 24, so I kind of understand what she mean a little bit. It's not really like be toxic, but it's like live your life.
Yeah, because I don't think toxic is the right word.
Yeah, toxic is not the right word.
Because we all had those 20s.
Yes, that goes back to what he said before with the last topic. It's just like word what you're saying in a different way. Like be intentional with what you're saying because we probably took it all different type of ways when we first saw it mm-hmm. until we really sat down and had that conversation. Like, okay, I see what she means. Like, live your life. Don't go a little crazy if you feel like you need to go crazy, but don't lose yourself. That's how I see it as.
I hate to cut you off, uh-huh. but I'm like truly disgusted only because we can't excuse her. We cannot excuse. Because if you're saying, oh, maybe she meant it this way. Maybe she...
Yeah. She said what she said.
She's a grown woman. Mm-hmm. And if I'm going to connect stuff to how her music is portrayed or what her actions is showing, I think she definitely understand what she said.
Yeah.
And she doesn't give a fuck about what she said because it goes back to you supporting what she... Like, pass the poppy down, he said. Yeah. So that's what she's pushing, toxicity. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Shake your ass, sell your ass, pop that coochie. So if that's what her message is, I don't see her meaning something else when she's saying be toxic in your 20s. She really saying be toxic in your 20s.
Facts.
And women are not understanding how stupid they are for listening to that.
How dangerous it is. It's a dangerous narrative. And I'm with you on that. I feel like in... overall, the music industry, I don't listen to any of this new music. I'm listening to 90s R&B every day. Mm-hmm. Because
it makes sense.
Hell no.
I can't get onto it that much.
I just know FNF, but you know.
I can't.
Don't get me wrong.
I like Gloria, right? I
think she's not Gloria.
Is that really like her name?
Like, that's my homegirl. But I do feel like a lot of these new artists don't realize they're plants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't see Z100 and what they're to, you know, to the Caucasian people.
Do you have any examples of these plants? You use that word.
Is there somebody? Gorilla, all of the mainstream artists, definitely Sexy Red.
Oh yeah.
Sukiyana.
I don't even consider them, honestly, they're not rappers, they're entertainers.
They're industry plants that are planted to kind of further destroy us. Mm-hmm. Because they're not doing that to other cultures. You don't hear the music and what the shake ass and
feeding, yeah.
Like take all his money. Or even for the men, like the artists that we have, where it's just like F. Itches, like, yeah. You know, that's not...
And pushing drugs. When yeah.
Pushing drugs, pushing murder bags. And killing each other and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. Like,
I mean, the rappers, the male rappers, they talk about all this craziness, but and correct me if I'm wrong, how often you be like, when you do hear somebody say, oh, kill that nigga, they don't blatantly say it, like, I don't know.
They do.
If I look at the lyrics, and it's so sad when I Google who it is.
My whole energy.
Yeah. I'm going to Google who it is. And people just died. What?
Look, and we say as a people, when they do that, like, let's say, for example, the NBA Young Boys who promotes violence inside and outside his music, right? Mm-hmm. We're all saying, hey, that's stupid. Why are you online doing this? Why can't we say the same thing to her?
We can.
We are.
We can.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people are just not ready to have that separation. Like, if you can see behind the clownery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And saying it and holding them accountable and them actually. I have seen a lot of women speak up against those artists that you named. But again, if the numbers are still they're going to, you know what I mean? It's just like with the rappers. We talk about NBA Youngboy. His numbers are still hitting.
I'm all for
no matter
success.
How many we, you know what I mean? Like, so no matter how many somebody hold him accountable, mm-hmm. people are still going to listen to it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's nothing like, you know, the only way they're going to change, the only way the music is going to change when people stop listening and the numbers aren't there, then it's like, all right, this is the data is showing me that this ain't what they want to hear. You get what I'm saying? So now they have to be more conscious. They have to go, you know, love making or R&B. Like, R&B is totally different now than it was back in the day.
But
like,
it's funny what the radio is pushing. I hardly listen to the radio, but I'm in my car and I listen to the radio. I hear the same thing in the span of an hour, like five times.
Programming.
And who's listening to it is not the people who are paying for Apple Music or Spotify or Tidal. It's the kids, it's the older people playing the music in the car with their kids. That's how it works. It's the kids that are consuming all of this stuff. It's not the grown-ups who don't want to hear it. It's the kids that are consuming it. So and they're going on YouTube and watching it, and they're going on TikTok and listening to it. It's not being pushed to the people that are actually spending the money. It's being pushed to the kids.
Making forever customers.
It's always been like that, though, I would say.
That's for sure.
I remember when I was younger, I knew all the lyrics. Now I'm like, I just know the hooks.
I think that rhetoric that she spoke is dangerous, whether you're a male or a female. It's just... And then oftentimes when you do live that toxic lifestyle, that could lead to, there's going to be ramifications for that. And then it's unfair to, now when you're in your 30s and now y'all want to start doing Sierra's Prayer and stuff like that. now the guys that have actually made something of themselves are now being told, well, you have to, you know, settle for this woman who had kids by another man because she wanted to be toxic when she was younger or she wanted to, whatever the case is. Like, you get what I'm saying? So now the guys the same way, you know. If people are telling guys to be toxic to women, oh, fuck these women. That's you also you're contributing to the trauma that these women are experiencing. And then those women are going to give the trauma to the guys. It's not worth, like, so it's just a cycle.
It's a cycle. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
You know what I mean? So we need to spend more time focusing on not be toxic, be good individuals to people. Like, you know what the fuck?
Yeah,
like,
you
know what
just said, have fun in your 20s.
Right. Yeah. That's what I think.
That would have been better.
Yeah. Right. But I understand.
From what she said, because being toxic and you saying, like, you're going to go through your things and you're going to learn so that you're prepared for your 30s.
Yeah.
And this is coming from somebody who's real toxic in their 20s. I was super toxic in my 20s, and I still have toxic traits.
Well, what's an example of super toxic? Give us an example of super toxic. You slashing tires?
Not today.
Breaking windows?
Maybe not slashing tires and breaking windows, but being way... A lot of pull-ups. Saying things that I don't mean.
Taking out your character.
Not being who I think.
Yeah.
Who not being I was the best raised to be. Not being the best version of myself. Mm-hmm. Not being someone that, when I look back at it, I'm embarrassed. Like, stuff like that.
But it's learning lessons, like you say.
But I never was intentionally like that. I was so good at doing it. Without somebody being like, oh, be toxic. Like, I don't know what I would have done if somebody was encouraging me to be like that.
And not to mention...
to even not be
a higher battery.
Not to mention...
Yeah, toxic is lit.
No. When it's
I'm about to
One mic, one mic, one mic.
Sorry.
Sorry. Yeah, when it was happening, my friends are not like, yeah, do that.
Yeah.
Like, I had friends that was like, you know, maybe.
You're bugging.
You bugging out. Mm-hmm. Not oh, there. Shit. Like, be toxic, mm-hmm. girl. Do that.
Shout out to your friends. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all ladies be holding it down for each other. You know what I'm saying? Right or wrong. Sisterhood. Right or wrong. Y'all, yeah, exactly.
Sisterhood. That sisterhood is powerful.
I know. If they can hold you accountable, I fuck. I need to meet your friends.
That's real friends. Those yeah. are real friends.
Yeah, it's real friends.
Are they men?
I said they're amazing.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was about to say. I was right.
So let me get to this next topic, right? You had a topic about, and I'm going to just read the quote. It says, my cutoff game strong. Attitudes give poor communication, lack of boundaries, accountability, conflict resolution. When are we talking family or close friends? I'm just, you know, she's quick to cut people off, right? So can you elaborate on that so we can really dissect this topic?
Well, that post was actually her having an issue with it. Like, she was putting it in quotes, like, I don't want to be around people who we are in relationship with each other, right? And we are able to experience so much together, but when we go through a trial, you're just quick to be like, I'm done with you.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Definitely have an issue with that, especially, I mean, we've heard this, I'm sure we've all heard this before, especially from women, around, like, my friend will cut me off, but take her man back a ooh, bunch of times.
Mm-hmm. Why are you opening that wound?
I'm so sorry.
Let's get into this. No.
But yeah, it is. It's one, I'm going to be honest. Like, I've had my heart broken worse by friends than I ever have. Well, you know, men have done their part, but that's a different,
It's a different burn. Yeah. It's a different burn.
Especially when you have friends that's just ready to, like, I'm done with you. Like, girl,
or talk down on you, or talk down to literally sit here and be friends that knows everything about me. You share these situations, ups and downs, highs and lows.
They say the number one end of female friendships is dinner parties.
No, it's communication.
Oh my God, we were just talking about this.
He's trying to be funny.
Oh, are you? I like this type of dinner. No, everybody loves food.
That's some truth in that message. Yeah.
No, everybody loves food.
Because it's or deeper Miami. Than that.
I'm about to say vacation.
Miami carnival
always break up. Oh girl, don't even
break up on vacation. I love going to Miami with my friends.
Me too, but yeah. I feel like people just don't know how to genuinely be friends.
That part.
And like genuinely just be like, okay, I'm here for you. I don't want anything from you.
Yes.
You know, like
we're here to talk it out.
We're here to talk it out. Like, all right, I see you're going down the wrong path as your friend. I'm not coming at you, but I just feel like, you know, like, and should be understanding and fully
and it's not taking as an attack
and not an attack, more of a I care for you, I love you, I want you to be better here, I want to be by your side to do better, this I want to give you this feedback, this is positive feedback, just feedback.
So how do we, they said something about conflict resolution and that stuck out to me. So how do we help develop better conflict resolution between, you know, even growing up with our kids and stuff, like teaching them, how do we develop those skills better so that way when we do get into these altercations with our friends, family, loved ones, we know how to better address the situation instead of just being like, you know what, nah, fuck them, I'm out. Like, you know what I mean? So how do we work on better conflict resolution?
Well, first, I think one of the things all of us need to work on amongst our relationships in general is realizing that it's us against the problem. It's not us against each other.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? I'm still that same Danny that was just, we're having a misunderstanding right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think also learning to listen, right? Take yourself, be able to just hold space for how someone else is feeling without taking offense to their feelings. Yes. Like, because these are their feelings.
Yeah.
Listening to comprehend versus listening to react is two different things.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's a start.
That's the big two-parter. Like, also being able to take feedback without feeling like it's an attack. And then also be able to give feedback without being nervous about what the other person might say. Because it's like, you're not going to say things, oh, I think they're going to. Just say what you have to say, but it has to come from a place of love and not from a place of.
Of a good heart.
You know, judgment and attack.
Right.
You know, I'm coming to you because I love you. And I need you to also be open to the fact that because I love you.
I'm saying this.
I'm saying this and I need to say it.
Right.
And I'm saying, me and Danny have been friends for 20 years.
Yeah.
So, shout out to your friendship.
Yeah. No.
So we talk about this stuff all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
And we apply these things. That's the reason why the relationship has longevity, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love you.
I think, you know, conflict resolution is big, and I'm gonna be transparent, and this is recent, you know what I mean? Me and Ju, we had differences, like, you know what I mean, the other day. It was actually yesterday, but you know what I mean? So we both was on, you know, a different type of timing where we were just mad at each other. And I think, you know, at our age now, where, you know, I think it's okay to be mad at each other, but ultimately, you know, we talked it out, you know, as men, you know, our friends helped us out with that as well. So I think that was very important, because if we was younger, we probably would have just been like, yo, fuck out of here, nigga. I ain't fuck with you no more.
I got
no
game strong.
You know what I mean? So I'm glad that, you know, it's okay for people to be upset. You know what I mean? Obviously, I don't condone any violence or nothing like that, but you got to let people get their frustrations out. And then, you know, the next day we revisited the topic, you know what I mean? And we was able to have this conversation and be like, you know what? I was tripping, or whatever the case is, because you might not see it in the time, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, you know, I took accountability. I was in the wrong, you know what I mean? I apologize. Mm-hmm. We was able to have that conversation. But again, a lot of people don't have that capacity to be able to be like, you know what? Let me hear this out and let's try to fix this out, because friendships, like you said, is, you know, they hurt even more than just regular relationships.
Yeah. Some people don't value certain people as friends, and that does take it as a factor of how things end up where they are.
Mm-hmm. If they don't
value that.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead, Mama.
I don't think that it's always that people don't value the relationship, right?
I think it's the person. They don't value the certain individual.
No, I don't think it's that either. I think that it could be that in certain instances, but I feel like also, we learn at home, right? So a lot of people really just don't have the conflict resolution. I know people, I'm thinking about actually a close family group that I have. And it's 5 sisters, and they all beef, and they've beefed since I've known them, which was my whole life. And it's like, dang, but it's trauma there at the root. So they don't know how to like just...
But as your friend, I want to guide you and show you how it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And if I constantly give you the chances of, okay, you don't get it, I'm going to show you. Okay, you don't get it, I'm going to show you. But how many times can you constantly keep doing that? But because I love you as a friend, I'm going to keep putting up with it. Mm. And that's showing your value to me as a friend and my value to you as a friend. Because I'm here to ride with you through the ups and downs, because I see your progress. I see your progression. I can see what you can achieve.
I was about to say, as long as it's progression.
Right. Oh, what?
Points, yeah,
I need to see all my friends progress. Mm-hmm. What is it? Birds of a feather flock together?
Very true.
We all got to progress.
Yeah.
I think people just got to understand that every relationship is transactional. And I'm not saying that I owe you, you owe me. I'm just saying I'm giving this up for you, or giving this to you. I want the same respect back. Mm-hmm. It's not just money. It's not just time. It's everything. Mm-hmm. Kindness, thought, even like just everything. Everything is transaction, whether you're in a physical relationship or a friendship relationship, whatever it is, I got to have that same respect. So even if we speak on yesterday, we could be mad, but like, if we didn't have a certain amount of respect for each other, it could have turned out a different way. Yeah. And then I think a lot of people, if you do have that I don't give a fuck mentality, then I don't think that person is your friend. Mm-hmm. It's just a person that you have around. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people don't understand.
Oh,
wow. You're just around someone, and it's just not your friend.
Preach.
Dropping bars over there. Right? It must be the merch. It must be the merch. The merch is giving it. So get into this last topic, because obviously we talked about...
What you think, man, first?
Yeah, my fault.
What was it again? Yeah, I told you that.
Cut off game strong.
Cut off game strong.
I know you too. I know you too. All right, don't lie.
Where that used to be.
When you guys start off like that, y'all already know.
People from my family to even certain friends wouldn't say certain things because the way I would react.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Virgo.
Now, my bum. Then, but now it was different. I talk more communicative, you know what I'm saying? But back then it was different. I was like, what the fuck? What? You know what I'm saying? But now I'm like,
You don't want that stress. As you get older, you're not trying to have that stress.
I actually like to talk now.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Get the whole... I can sit down with you for a minute, whether it's a guy or a girl I'm talking to, and talk this shit out forever. Before, it was like, walk away. Mm-hmm. So now it's like, It's different.
You want to understand.
Yeah, I remember growing up, they used to, I remember when I was in school, they used to tell us about the counting to 10, you know what I mean? Taking a deep breath, breathe. They don't even teach that shit no more. They're like, mad? Just
no, just project your anger and let's go.
It's okay to project your anger and beat somebody. Like, you know, it's like, no, it's not that deep, man. Mm-hmm. Just sometimes all we do need to just take that 10 seconds, breathe in and breathe out, and then, you know, come and revisit the conversation.
A little bit of empathy. I mean,
you said that is something we can't gloss over about the communicating piece. One of the things that is able to keep the longevity in my relationships as well is because I have friends like Ashley, my cousin Drea, that's whose page that was. When there's a conflict, we over communicate. Like we don't have no problem sitting on the phone for 2 hours to talk about it. And but we're committed to finding a solution. And I feel like a lot of times in friendships, it'll be like, I'm not. Well, I gotta do that. You know what I mean?
You're healing the wound. That's why.
Like, you have to be able to put the work. When we say communication is key, it really is.
It really is.
Not only in our romantic dynamics, but in any of our relationships.
You know, our friendships are intimate as well.
Very
much so. And they're important, and they are based on love. And the foundation is love. And anybody that you love, you respect, you want to give them an ear, and you also want to give them your heart, which is a part of your word and being
communicative,
being transparent, being sympathetic, giving them grace, all of that stuff.
I would continue to say, as Eli always say on the show, I believe women friendship is way more complicated than men. You guys, not to say, I think a lot of emotion is involved in what y'all respond to sometimes. So I think the reaction may be different. Like, and we could just be like, yo, shut up. And then he's like, oh, yo, bro, I'll speak to you more. You get what I'm saying? I think with women sometimes it just be going like, 10,000 miles.
I wonder if that's because of the root of the gender now, because you guys are, you know, and we're very delicate. It's like,
but it's, I mean, when they say like testosterone, like men always feel like they got to fight each other.
Yeah.
I think we can resolve shit without fighting.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying women have to. I just think that it's more like, the catty shit happens a lot. Like,
someone be telling me about how they broke up with their friends, I'm like, over that? Like, it's deeper than that. Like, you just don't get it.
It's always deeper than that. If she didn't show up for my birthday party, I'm like,
nah, that's
my,
like,
nigga was
no, no, no. If we know, I'll be upset because if we are communicating, that's a special day. You know, it's a special day.
You know,
we need to communicate. If you say you're going to show up and you just don't show up, girl, I'm hurt. Why didn't you show up?
I'm just saying, you knew she was broke before it was.
Oh, if she's broke, we got to factor this.
I know my homeboy. I'm like, yo, this nigga broke. You not pulling up, bro. It ain't a good decision.
It's okay.
You know I'm not even going to ask you. You can call me if you did, but like, I understand.
Oh, we can do it at the house.
Same situation.
It's a good factor, though. That's very important.
So this is the last time I want to get to, because we already talking about conflict and resolution. And, you know, one of the things that we try to incorporate a lot is trying to have solutions for a lot of these, you know, topics or whatever the case is. We're not going to be perfect, you know what I mean? But it's a good to have that. So I got to talk about this gender war, you know what I mean? Because it's such a prevalent topic. What are some solutions? How can we find solutions to end this? First of all, do y'all think there's a gender war? Because some people don't believe there's a gender war.
Yes.
Everybody agrees?
Absolutely.
The masses, unfortunately, literally picking sides, and it's just like war upon war.
It's exhausting.
It's exhausting to hear, see, ingest.
Yeah.
A lot.
So what are some ways that we can kind of solve this gender resolution and get over, I mean, gender war and get over this? What are the solutions?
Stop listening to other people's
thoughts. That's the only thing. I think that's the only thing.
I mean, it's not like that simple. Like, you know what I mean?
It's like, how? There's always going to be gender wars.
It's always going to be something different.
Yes.
I also think that is that's the reason why the war exists. Because people feel like they shouldn't be listening. Now, and I think this is why men are so vocal now, because we spent so much time not saying anything. And now we're like, okay, now we vocal. And they're like, oh, where y'all just pushing us shit to the side? Now you got the extreme niggas that just wilding out, because I'm not with them niggas.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I do feel like men should be able to express themselves, but I think men feel like, I want to be heard. We heard y'all say we ain't shit for so long. We all cheaters. Deadbeat dads and da da da.
I had to go to the movies with y'all to watch a Madea movie where the nigga wasn't shit. Like, then you looking at me like, damn, you ain't shit too. Like,
yeah, you did that.
Like,
but I just think that we do have to, you know, listen to each other. I'm not saying that every situation is similar or different. I have to listen to you, and I want to hear that you understand what I'm saying. I don't want to just be like, and I feel like you're not comprehending what I'm telling you. You get what I'm saying? Because sometimes people be like, I hear you, or I heard somebody else say that before, but you're not connecting it to what I'm telling you. You get what I'm saying? Or how it's affecting our relationship. Mm-hmm. So I think we do need to listen to each other more. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with you telling me, okay, I hear you with this, and then counter with what you feel so we both can have a conversation. I think ignoring the situation will never come up with a solution.
Mm-hmm. And not taking accountability. I feel like the comment section, because that's always where the action is at.
Spicy. Mm-hmm.
So spicy. It's always, like, you'll see the post about whatever, and it's the men like, no, the problem with women, and it's the women like, no, the problem with men, versus us being like, you know what? That's our problem. Yeah. Like, when we don't thrive together, that becomes an issue for us. We see kind of like the state of what black men and women and what our relationships look like. We can't keep pointing a finger like that Spider-Man meme. Like, it's all of us. Like, we have to realize that we all play a part in it. Like, there's a lot that us as women need to fix. There's a lot that you guys as men need to fix. Yeah.
But can we both, like, understand each other's work of development?
I feel like we remove the defensiveness. The same thing we were talking about friendships. Like, if I'm coming to you about a problem and you're running to the defense, you don't need to defend yourself.
Right.
This is a problem and we need to fix it, period. It may not make you feel good because it's a problem. Nothing changes if you're comfortable. So, you should be offended. But sit in that and be like, okay, how can I shift this?
Mm-hmm.
But if we keep doing this,
it's too much moving from a place of ego.
It's always the ego.
Yes, it's always.
And, and it's a lot of energy. Why you put so much energy? Like, why are we doing this?
It's easy to stay the same. That's why.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. The complacency just is like.
I hear a lot of women say that women should be policing women issues and men should be policing men issues.
Yes.
Which I agree to a certain degree.
To a certain degree, yeah.
But I think the reason why sometimes even on our show and the panel, we have to be vocal because some women just don't hold other women accountable.
Mm-hmm.
And when we come here and we be like, why are you dealing with a nigga that's in the streets? And they be like, well, you don't know what he had to go through. And we be like,
that's your choice. That's your choice.
Yo, miss, he's the wrong nigga. And they be like, well, he had a hard life. And I'm like,
but you chose him.
So we're holding this man accountable. You're arguing with us.
Uh-huh.
Then we're holding women accountable. Mm-hmm. And you still mad at us. So it's like, damn if you do, damn if you don't.
Yeah.
So even if we left the policing to just the gender itself, it's still combative.
I think
a lot of women aren't on the same page, though. So a lot of women aren't on the same page about how we feel about how we handle ourselves, how we handle men, how we handle our friendships.
Mm-hmm.
If we can get on one page, we're all individual. Yeah. We're never going to be on one page. Let's be for real. But if we can get to an accord where we understand, like, this is what we need to do, this is what we need to do, and everyone just do what they want to do in between their own relationships, we probably have a way less problem. But we're all trying to do the same thing. And it's like, everyone doesn't function the same way.
I'll come up with random numbers, and I'm going to do a show that just, like, surveys people, right? Mm-hmm. Because if I just said, if you ask 100 men, is a drug dealer a bad person to be in a relationship with? You probably have 20% men saying, yeah, and 80% men saying, like, nah, don't deal with those.
Because they're the drug dealer.
But I said, look, and I would say if you ask women this question, it might even be a 60-40.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they get it.
Because y'all talking about, I know we're not all the same, but men can literally, might be more better at logical at pointing out right from wrong. They're women sometimes because I think they react with emotions.
We do.
I was going to say, men think black and white. We're like, but
yes, but. And then subsection and A and subtopic.
For sure, because it exists.
But that's how we, I think because in our life, we've had to figure out not just black and white. We've had to figure out red, blue, yellow, green. We had to figure out all the in between. So I feel like every
y'all naturally nurturers, and I think that's y'all give people the benefit of the doubt a little bit too much sometimes.
Could
as
be.
Well.
Yeah.
As women.
But we are all humans. I know me personally, like, I look at somebody, okay, you fucked up once. That's, oh, I don't know what that is. But then you fucked up once, cool. But if you fuck up again.
I agree with that, but see, I'm a Virgo, so I'm an overthinker. So, gosh. Listen, bro, I could be in
it's
a situation.
Not because you're a Virgo.
I could be in a situation. I'll be in a situation. It's finished. I go home. I think about it again. Get me mad all over again. I just go back. That's it. Leave it alone. I'm in the shower. Think about it again. I just go back. Like, I just always. I know.
Listen, I don't want to hear that Zodiac talk because I be getting on women about that. When they be like, yeah, I broke his car because it's the Aquarius in me.
I swear, I'm too nice.
I think with these conversations, we have to look at things from a community aspect, like somebody said, I forgot who it was, because a lot of times what we see is just the blaming on one side, like you said, and that's what's triggering. Like even when we had an episode with Umar, it rubbed a lot of men the wrong way because it just felt like you just putting the blame. Like, we're not taking, nobody else has, the women don't have the accountability. It's the men. And then it's vice versa for the women. Men are just blaming the women. Like, you know what I mean? And I think when you go to just blaming one gender, that's when it becomes a war. You know what I mean? Like,
but even that, because I watched that episode, right? I didn't feel like it was, Dr. Umar came to hold men accountable for their peace, and that was y'all moment. And that's another thing. Like, imagine being in a relationship with someone and y'all get into, like, you come to your girl with the issue that's on your heart, and she's like, but you, okay, we can talk about me, but right now we're talking about you, so let's hold space for what I have to say. And I think that that's what that moment was about. There's definitely a lot of things that within, because I'm only, I speak about, like,
it's a little flawed, though, because he, and that's, if you're going to say he's coming at us and we need to fix this, which we totally agree with, but don't say that there's other men that they need to respect in the same, if you're going to go with the context of that message.
Wait, elaborate. What do you mean because, there's other men?
Because he didn't just say all men need to fix it. He just said us, but our women should be able to respect other Black men that's not in America.
Yeah, so I think that's how the initial conversation started. It was like, well, he said verbatim, I tell Black women when they go deal with a continental African that they can't behave in the same way how they treat Black Americans. And this is why Ju said, damn, why do we have to tolerate it? And that's when he said, well, because y'all had a role in it, X, Y, and Z. So again, he's pointing out the fact that you're perfectly capable of behaving in a certain manner when you're dealing with a non-Black American. But because we are Black Americans, we have to tolerate that behavior because we had a role in it, which I thought was unfair. And I think that's why a lot of men got, you know, triggered, is because it's like, damn, so they are capable of having that behavior. It's just not towards us. You know what I mean?
It's somewhat true because unfortunately, some of us may have encountered or have been encountering situations from people that's supposed to be with us. So when we feel that attack from someone that's supposed to be with us, it's like, okay, then that's why we're so angry and bitter, because our one ally from everyone else is against us as well. And we just want y'all to be the ally. So that's what triggers us to be angry or defensive or tell y'all, you know, certain things that's like, what are you saying? And then we behave with other people because, well, they see me as something else, whereas you've been seeing me in this weird light. And it's just hard when you're trying to progress with what you eventually want. It's just hard.
Yeah, and I heard more so from that conversation, like, give grace because we all play a role in this problem. Whereas outside, it's more like an awareness. If you're dating someone in Kenya, this is not the guy from East New York that you, you know what I mean? This is like, his culture is completely different. So I think that that was more so.
And that same note, I'm not that man that disrespects your mother.
Right. Yes.
So I deserve that same grace. You understand? I'm a new generation. I am a new man. I am a new presence. I shouldn't be held responsible for the many men that was disrespectful, that wasn't shit, that, you know, fucked up our community. I'm not a part of that because I also was a nigga that didn't grow up with a father. So I'm just like you. You know what I'm saying? For not saying you per se, but the women that feel like men are not around, imagine how the young men didn't have that man around as well.
Right.
You're talking from an individual stain. You know, we're speaking, when he's
collective,
he's speaking from the collective.
And
unfortunately, you have to take on that bit of as a collective, because my experience with men is not that big experience of men are not shit. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But I also understand that men aren't shit.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that not I all think every single last man is not shit. It's just a general statement. And it's when y'all have to take accountability where it's like, well, that's not me.
No.
We understand.
We know no, it's no. not you
specifically, but it's the collective of there. Yeah.
See, and this is the thing. I'm not just saying it's not me. I'm saying, yes, men need to do better. But women need to give us the same grace that they require from that man.
Yeah. I agree.
And,
yeah.
And that part is what he did not say.
Because he was holding men accountable. And that's what that comment, that's right. where.
Like, he was like doing a you guys. Thing.
Like, I said, if you have a big platform, you have a big voice.
Yes.
Why not just end it with, we just need to respect each other. Because he said, I will let a black woman disrespect me and understand that I need to do this. I'm not going to allow a black woman to disrespect me.
Yeah, I
deserve and I demand respect that I'm going to give you.
Yeah, and that's so, it. Like, again, I think it does come down to and again, we don't disagree. Men do need to be held accountable.
Yes.
But it could have been he could have worded that in a way where the community could have been held accountable. Like, you know what I mean? That way, because there's a lot of women that was in the comment section who have made bad decisions with men, and now they're blaming other men for that. Like, you get what I'm saying? And it's like, well, first of all, we need to start with each other and take accountability. And then and then address the traumas that we have before we start pointing a finger. Oh yes, I got pregnant by a pookie because the person. No, you still chose that. You know what I'm saying?
That was a choice.
Like, and I made the analogy about, you know, in our community there's a variety of poor food selection in our community, right? Yes. Which also contributes to our health. Nobody has never went to a doctor and said, "Damn, you know what? I'm overweight because the poor food." No, the doctor gonna tell you, no, you need to go in the gym. You need to start eating better. You need to start making better health decisions for your body. Yeah. Nobody's gonna give you that luck, that grace. Damn, you know what? There's 18 McDonald's right there. I understand. I give you some grace. That's not how the health system works. So, you know what I mean?
But just because it's not given doesn't mean that it's not needed to solve the problem holistically. Because you could tell me, we hear these things about being a product of your environment. Mm-hmm. If you are in an environment where you see certain things, you become a product of that until you're introduced into something different,
but
right?
You would have to also hold yourself accountable for the decisions that you made. The community played a part, but you all could give me advice, right? Mm-hmm. And it could all be the same shit. It's up to me to accept that
Absolutely.
Advice. So every decision I make, that's on me. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I know the community played a part, but like, if I don't choose to do this or that, if you accept it and you live with it and you move with it around that in that situation, I think that's all that people want to hear. You held yourself accountable. I can't blame just the community. Where's the part of me saying I made the decision to do it?
Absolutely. It's like alcohol, like people that go to Alcohol Anonymous, what's the first thing they have to do? They have to admit that they're alcoholic. Yeah. And that's where they start with that initial trauma or the root cause of it. And then they take the steps. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think both men and women, if we could just say, you know what, I'm in this situation because I had sex with this woman. I'm protected. She got pregnant. She's bitter. She's toxic. Men got to take accountability for the decisions that they make as well. Mm-hmm. If I decide, yo, you know what? I got to go sell drugs to support my family. There's consequences that come with that. You know what I mean? Nobody's going to give me grace or whatever the case is. They're going to say, yo, you shouldn't have been doing that. Like, you know what I mean? So I think we just have to, with this, the whole gender war, like Ju said, and pretty much everybody said, we just got to get used to listening to comprehend and not listening to react. We also have to not think everything is an attack towards somebody. Like, you know what I mean? I think a lot of times people just, we could be talking broad and I'm not like that, like you said, or whatever the case is. We're not talking about you. Like, you know what I mean? We talk about it in general. So I think once people start hearing and start listening and start having more positive conversations, it's going to happen. I don't know if it's going to happen in our lifetime. I don't know if it's going to happen in the next lifetime. No, but it is slowly. This is decades of trauma.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not going to go away overnight. You know what I mean?
Shit is getting enhanced because of social media, though.
Yeah,
so,
it is. Yeah, that is a fact. That is a fact. You know what I mean?
Y'all don't know how many, I don't know, fat white dudes behind these computer boards just replying to us.
The FBI.
Oh, they just bored.
You go to those pages and you see they got 10 followers. Nigga, how you know to reply to me? Like, you get up
right?
Like,
they know.
Yeah, right.
Before we get on to Maine, what's your thoughts real quick? Because I know I've been, like, you know, I apologize. Like, you know, what's your thoughts on this? The gender war, how do we come to solutions?
Nigga said, y'all said it all.
I know what to say. You know, talking about
just running back accountability.
I go with y'all, man. It's just about accountability, man. That is really what it is. I had something I just read about.
Y'all got it. That's
just some people when they say the word accountability, it just burn their tongue. It's like you know what I mean? They can't even say that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Oh, but again, I appreciate y'all for pulling up on the show. Again, let them know where they can follow you at.
Indica the creator, INDIXA the creator on Instagram, TikTok, I believe is the same thing. We'll find out.
It's gonna be on the screen. Like,
yeah. I'm Chardonnay Studio, Chardonnay, CHARDONNAYS _ studio.
Yes, it's Danny Mo, ITSDANNIMO on Instagram and TikTok.
And Ash Bell Wigs.
There we go.
Man, again, we appreciate you. Again, let them know about the merch and where they go follow you at.
First thing is, when it comes to fuck your brand. Well, I came up with it because everybody has something that they do. Mm-hmm. You support the other person for so long, and they still shit on you. So in my mind, I get angry. Mm-hmm. Mad man. Fuck your brand. Fuck your everything about you. That's how I feel.
It's the Virgo in
there. It's the Virgo. So now I'm not there with you. Yeah. That's how I feel. But Madhouse Productions is a company I deal with audio engineering. I still record people to this day, so go on my DM. MADDMEINE. That's Instagram, TikTok, MADDMEINE, the number 6. So, yeah, that's it.
And Mad Main is our sponsor for today, so make sure y'all go check out his page, follow him, go check out the merch, get you a hat, get you a sweater, get you a shirt.
And if y'all want to sponsor the page, y'all could email us, dailyrabbitcrew.com. Y'all could DM us on all IGs. Mm-hmm. This shoe, or you can hit Jew up, Podcast yeah. Jew. You know, we'll talk, we'll negotiate with anybody, man. So, you know, appreciate y'all. So that's it. Yeah.
Snaps and claps.
Snaps and claps.
Snaps and claps.
I can't snap.
You going crazy.
Oh, girl. That's my thing. I love it.